From the Fox Sports 1390 Sports Desk, Tom King on WSAU.
The Milwaukee Brewers have gone 6-8 in Ryan Braun's latest absence, and barring any setbacks, Braun will return to the lineup tonight when the Brewers host Pittsburgh. He's been out since April 26th. Expect some roster moves from the Brewers today. Aramis Ramirez is expected to go on the DL, and Carlos Gomez could begin serving his suspension for that brawl with Pittsburgh earlier this season. You can hear tonight's game right here, pregame show at 6:35. The Packers announced the signings of 12 undrafted free agents yesterday, including a quarterback from Boston College, Chase Reddick. Mike McCarthy says with all of the new draftees and free agents, that means there'll be some fighting for spots once training camp begins.
It definitely gives us a lot of competition, particularly the wide receiver position. You know, I don't think you ever go into a draft and, you know, put limits or expectations on how much competition you're trying to create in one specific area. It just, you know, had a lot to do with the way the board was set. So, and it's really a responsibility for the coaches.
We heard earlier this week from Jared Abradaris, the former Badger who was drafted by the Packers, and now Chris Borland is going to get his chance in the NFL with the San Francisco 49ers. He thinks he can play.
Well, I felt like I've got a great feel for the game. I really approach it as a student and try to know everything I can, and I think that really shows on my film. Take great angles, understand what the offense is trying to do and what we're trying to do defensively, so that's my strong suit.
NBA playoffs last night. Miami knocked off the Brooklyn Nets once again. They lead that series 3-1, and Portland stayed alive with a victory over San Antonio. In the NHL, the Canadiens have forced a Game 7 with Boston, while the Ducks have the advantage in their series with the Kings after a win last night. That's sports. I'm Tom King.